Good morning everyone, my name is Sapne Sharma and I am working as a guest faculty in SOS Biochemistry Jivaji University. In this lecture, we will discuss about the biosensor. So, what is first? We will start with the sensor. What is sensor? A sensor is a converter that measures a physical quantity and converts it into a signal which can be read by an observer or by an instrument. So, what is biosensor? As its name suggests, bio means a biological component. So, a biosensor is a analytical device used for the detection of an analyte that combines a biological component with a physicochemical detector. So, the first biosensor was invented in the year 1950 by American biochemist L.L. Clark. So L.L. Clark is the father of biosensor. So he invented a biosensor for detected the oxygen level in the blood and the electrode that we used for this sensing is named as Clark electrode or oxygen electrode. Afterward, a gel with glucose oxidized enzyme was layered on the oxygen electrode to compute blood sugar. Correspondingly, enzyme urease was utilized with the electrode that was invented particularly for ammonium ion for calculating urea in fluids of the body such as urine and blood. So basically, biosensor is a device incorporating a biological sensing elements either intimately connected or integrated within a transducer. Recognition based on affinity between complementary structure like enzyme, substrate, antigen antibody and receptor hormone complex. The third important thing in case of biosensor is the selectivity and specificity, which depend on biological recognition system connected to a suitable transducer. So it is an analytical device which converts a biological response into an electrical signal, and it detects, records and transmits information regarding a physiological change or process. It determines the presence and concentration of a specific substances in any test solution. So, what is the basic principle of biosensor? The basic principle of biosensor involves the three elements. First one is biological recognition element, which is highly specific toward the biological material analyte which we want to measure. Second is transducer, which detect and transduce signal from biological target receptor molecule to electrical signal which is due to reaction occur. The third one is after transduction signal from biological to electrical signal where its amplification is necessary and take place and read out in detector after processing the values are displayed for monitor and controlling the system. So first, the first element of biosensor is bioreceptor. So bioreceptor is to be very highly specific for the analyte which we want to detect. So first, this bioreceptor is bind to or react with the analyte, and this and the process happen, and this biological process produce some changes which detect by the transducer, and this transducer convert this biological signal to the electrical signal which is measured by the detector, which is initially amplified and processed, and further it detect by the detector. So the biological, so first one is the biological receptor. So biological material which is immobilized and contact with the analyte is the necessary step in the biosensor. So the biological material is immobilized and a contact is made between the immobilized biological material and the transducer. The analyte binds to the biological material to form a bound analyte, which in turn produces the electronic response that can be measured by the transducer. So sometimes the analyte is converted to a product which could be associated with the release of heat and gas or electron or hydrogen ion. The transducer then convert the product link change into electrical signals which can be amplified and measured. So what is the component of biosensor? So there are mainly three components or biosensor, or the biosensor made up of three components. First one is bioreceptor. So bioreceptor is enzyme, antibody. In bioreceptor we can take enzyme, antibody or antigen, microorganism, or we can use a whole cell in form of immobilized. So it's only depend what we want to measure in a given sample. For example, if we want to measure a substrate, so we will use enzyme for bioreceptor. So because enzyme has a great, have great affinity to bind to the substrate. So in this reaction, if we want to measure a specific substrate, so we used the specific enzyme which is react with that particular substrate used in a bioreceptor. So first component is a bioreceptor, and so then when a bioreceptor is react with analyte, and this reaction when reaction takes place, it causes some changes when it produces in the when substrate convert to the product. So this change is maybe electroactive substance, or it produces electron which change the pH of the environment. It can also be produce heat or light, or it also change the mass. So all these changes detect by the different electrode which is included in the transducer. So this changes convert into the electrical form or readable form. This whole thing done by the second element of biosensor, which is transducer. So then this biological signal converted by in a measurable signal with the help of transducer, and after converting the electrical signal with the help of transducer, this electrical signal can be detected by the detector. So the third element of the biosensor is detector. Okay, so the first component is biological signal, as I have earlier told you that biological signal that the component used to bind the target molecule is must be highly specific, stable under storage condition, and it should be immobilized so it never leak out during the reaction. It will never leak out during the reaction. So the biological element, we can use the microorganism, tissue, cell, nucleic acid, enzymes, antibody or antigen, whatever. It's only depend on the whatever analyte we want to measure. So the function of biological receptor is to interact specifically with a target compound. It means the compound to be detected. It must be capable of detecting the presence of target compound in the test solution. And the ability of a bioelement to interact specifically with target compound is the basis of biosensor. Now comes on second component. So the second component is physicochemical transducer. So physicochemical transducer acts as an interface measuring the physical change that occur with the reaction at the bioreceptor, then transforming that energy into measurable electrical output. For example, if the reaction that occur at the bioreceptor point produce the electroactive substance, it is measured by the electrode. If there is pH change happen in the reaction, this pH change measured by the semiconductor pH electrode. And similarly, if there is heat produced in the reaction, it will measure by the thermistor. Light generation measure by the photon counter. Mass change measure by the piezoelectric device. So these are the electrodes by which we can transform that the energy which is generated by the reaction which is takes place at the bioreceptor point, and by these electrodes we can measure the we can convert this energy into the electric point. So and the last component of the biosensor is detector, which is the third component. So what detector do? So signal from the transducer are passed to a microprocessor where they are amplified and analyzed. The data is then converted to concentration units and transferred to a display or a data store device. So what is the principle of detection? The detection is based on the what changes occur during the reaction. So if we want to measure the changes in mass, the dissection is based on piezoelectric detection, piezoelectric device. If we want to measure the changes in electric distribution, we will use electromechanical device. And similarly, if we want to measure the changes in light intensity, we will use optical detective device. And in case of heat we use thermistor, or in case of color we use colorimetric device. So this is the basic principle of detection. So working of biosensor. So what happened in initial stage to the last stage? So first working step in the biosensor is bioelement. So bioelement is if we use enzyme biosensor. So in bioreceptor we use immobilized enzyme. So first step is the conversion of substrate, that is the desired substrate that we want to measure, in which concentration it is available in our sample. So this substrate bind to the bioreceptor, which is in which immobilized enzymes are available, which is specific for that particular substrate. So this substrate first converted into the product, and this reaction causes some changes in the this reaction cause some changes this changes or this energy is detected by the transducer, and this changes, whether it is pH change or heat generation, is carried forward to the amplifier, and this signal is amplified, then processed, and finally it comes on the display in the digital form or readable form. How does they work? So biosensor basically involve the quantitative analysis of various substances by converting their biological actions into measurable signals. Generally, the performance of the biosensor is mostly depend on the specificity and sensitivity of the biological reaction, besides the stability of the enzyme. Ideal biosensor. What is ideal biosensor, and what are the properties of ideal biosensor? So there are some specific property that should have an ideal biosensor. Is the output signal must be relevant to measurement environment. The functional surface of the ideal biosensor must be compatible with the transducer. And ideal biosensor have high specificity and selectivity. And it also have sufficient sensitivity and resolution power. It have sufficient accuracy and repeatability, sufficient speed of response, sufficient dynamic range, and the ideal biosensor have insensitivity to environmental interference or their effect must be compensated. Now comes on basic characteristics of bias sensor. So first basic characteristic of bias sensor is linearity. What is linearity? Linearity of sensor should be high for the detection of high substrate concentration. Second most basic characteristic of bias sensor is sensitivity. Sensitivity is the value of electrode response per substrate concentration. And the next one is selectivity. Selectivity is chemicals interference must be minimized for obtaining the correct result. So it should be more selective or specific to the analyte that we want to measure. The next one is response time. It is high. Yeah, the time necessary for having 95% of response. Okay, now comes on types of bias sensor. So first, on the basis of bioreceptor, the bias sensor are classified in different classes, like enzyme bias sensor. If we use enzyme in bioreceptor, so it called enzyme biosensor. Microbial biosensor, if we use microbes, the microbial cells for detection or for in bioreceptor, so it called microbial bioreceptor. Next is affinity bioreceptor, if we use antigen or antibody, So it called the affinity biosensor. DNA biosensor. So it depend on the what biomolecule we are using on bioreceptor. So on the basis of that, the name is change. If we use enzyme, called enzyme bioreceptor. So enzyme bioreceptor, microbial bioreceptor, affinity bioreceptor, enzyme biosensor, microbial biosensor, affinity biosensor, DNA biosensor. Or the next basis of classification is based on transducer. So on the basis of transducer or detection electrode or detection element, what device we are using for the detection. So on the basis of that, the biosensor classified into potentiometric biosensor, amperometric biosensor, conductometric biosensor, optical biosensor, or piezoelectric biosensor. So what is, or colorimetric biosensor. So what is optical biosensor? So in optical biosensor we estimate the light intensity which happen in the reaction. So photon output for a luminescence or fluorescence process can be detected with photomultiplier tubes or photodiode system in case of optical biosensor. In case of colorimetric biosensor, so colorimetric, as its name suggests, colorimetric for color. So measure the color which is formed during conversion of substrate to product, measured by the colorimetric device. a colorimeter. So if the enzyme catalyzed reaction is exothermic, two exothermistors may be used to measure the difference in resistance between reactant and product, and hence the analyte concentration. The next one is potentiometric biosensor. Potentiometric biosensor used for the detection of voltage. So change in distribution of charge is detected using ion selective electrodes such as pH meter. So this happens in the potentiometric biosensor. Next one is piezoelectric biosensor. Piezoelectric device use cold to detect the specific angle at which electron waves are emitted when the substance is exposed to laser light or crystals such as quartz, which vibrate under the influence of an electric field. The change in frequency is proportional to the mass of absorbed material. Now comes on electrochemical biosensor. So what is the principle of electrochemical biosensor? Many chemical reactions produce or consume ion or electron, which in turn cause some changes in the electrical property of the solution, which can be sensed out and used as measuring parameter. So classification of the electrochemical biosensor. Further, these electrochemical biosensor classified into three categories: amperometric biosensor, conductometric biosensor, potentiometric biosensor. Amperometric for applied current, movement of electron in redox reaction detected when a potential is applied between two electrodes. Potentiometric electrode for voltage. Change in distribution of charge is detected using ion selective electrodes such as pH meter, and conductometric is for impedance. So amperometric biosensor is used for the detection of electric current. And potentiometric is used for the changes in voltage. Similarly, conductometric is used for conductivity. So what happened in electrochemical DNA biosensor? So first step, which is involved in the electrochemical DNA biosensor, is formation of the DNA recognition layer. That means DNA in a nucleotide sequence which is complementary to the desired analyte or desired DNA. So this nucleotide sequence or the DNA sequence we immobilized on bioreceptor, so it is act as a bioreceptor. And then second reaction is the hybridization event, in which the bioreceptor DNA react with the complementary DNA strand which we want to detect or which is available in the sample. And third one is the, then after this hybridization event, the transformation of hybridization event is the into an electrical signal which is detected by the detector. So this DNA biosensor is used for the clinical diagnosis of various diseases or genomic mutation. So types of DNA biosensor is electrode, chips and crystals. the clinical very clinical the very useful or clinically applicable biosensor is the pregnancy kit, by which we can detect the HCG protein in urine. And second one is glucose monitoring device for diabetic patient, by which we can monitor the glucose level in the blood. Both the device is the example of biosensor. Thank you.